The Entertainment Earth Podcast with your host, Adam Paulus.
Hello and welcome. It is the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I am the host, Adam Paulus. It is Friday, November 20th, 2009. It's the Friday before the Friday after Thanksgiving, which, as you know, in America is actually a holy day of shopping, football, and being passed out from having eaten too much the day before. Because it's a holiday, there will not be any Friday shows next week, I'm sorry to say, because I have to have an appointment with the plumber. Super Mario will be coming by, helping me rid my place of mushrooms and turtles. Just letting you know. Anyway, I was off last week, so let's get started on this week's show with movies and all that good stuff. So, let's go. This weekend at the box office, your new movies include New Moon, Planet 51, and The Blind Side. Two of these you might see, one of these you probably won't see, and one of these maybe you'll see it. In limited release, you can see The Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call New Orleans, The Missing Person, Fixed Defamation, and some other films that are on two screens that you will most likely not see. At the box office last weekend, number one was 2012 with $65.2 million, which has made so much money it could finance an actual apocalypse. Disney's A Christmas Carol was number two with $22.3 million. Precious, $5.9 million. The Men Who Stare at Goats adds $5.9 million as well. And rounding out the top five is Michael Jackson's This Is It with $5.1 million, which means that this isn't it for his box office take in this holiday season. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that. In the news, Will Ferrell has been named by Forbes magazine as the single most overpaid star in the country. Not exactly a great award. Rounding out the top five are Ewan McGregor, Billy Bob Thornton, Eddie Murphy, and surprisingly, Ice Cube. Various blogs are reporting Eddie Murphy is attached to a new movie called The Misadventures of Fluffy, and it's a buddy comedy, and there's a road trip involved. But here's the kicker. It's got talking animals, and it's rated R. We'll see how that goes. And Beverly Hills Cop 4 is also still in some stage of development. Fans of Nicktoons are going to be interested to know that Doug, seasons 3 and 4, are coming to DVD via the print-on-demand service on Amazon.com. What may be even more newsworthy is that seasons 1 and 2 have been on the service for a while, and nobody knew that. Also available are best-ofs for Rocko's Modern Life. Disney's movie Captain Nemo, a Mick G-directed $150 million epic, has been put on the back burner after $10 million worth of pre-production. Sorry, kids, Captain Nemo can't come out and play. But for that kind of money, $10 million just for pre-production, you could probably make a few Napoleon Dynamites, some horror films, you know. There could be some paranormal activities in there. It's a lot of cash. An alternate cut of the second pilot of Star Trek, Where No Man Has Gone Before, has been found and will be included on Season 3 of the Blu-ray release of the original Star Trek series. It reportedly features different narration and some other edits and was unearthed in some dude's closet, if the reports I read are correct and I was paying attention appropriately. Admittedly, I may not have been. Tom Waits has a new album out next week called Glitter and Doom Live. Some stores had it on sale early. That's how I found out, because I bought it. It's pretty great. Disc 2 is a half-hour track of just Tom rambling about stuff and jokes and what. It's good. You would like it if you like Tom Waits.
Toys!
What do we have for you this week? Okay, let's start. Oh, G.I. Joe, Pursuit of Cobra! The test shots of this action figure line, which is a semi-sequel to the movie line, are showing up on eBay, and they're weird. Hope you like more shirtless Storm Shadows. These are going to be available at retail, most likely in 2010, according to Hasbro, so that great second batch might be a little late. Twilight. For the Twilight fans out there, Mattel announced Jacob, the shirtless werewolf, coming to the Barbie line. He has denim cutoffs and no shirt. Transformers, a Target exclusive Leo Prime, Burning the Fallen, and the five-piece straightaway shootout Legends set are all out on retail shelves at some Targets for about $20. Star Wars! The Old Republic graphic novel is coming from Dark Horse Comics, based on the online comics used to promote the upcoming massively multiplayer online game, or MMO. Target's exclusive, TIE Fighter and Ambush at Abrogado and Assault on Ryloth battle packs are hitting stores now or next week, so if you haven't found them yet, go looking. And also, the Walmart exclusive AT-ST and Dubacks are shipping if you haven't seen them yet. This leaves the Walmart comic pack exclusives the only new Star Wars items for 2009, which have not yet shipped. Speaking of exclusives, have you bought the Joker Squad? I suggest you do so. It's great. It really is. Anyway, Starship Troopers. Yamato USA is bringing out the TIC fighter. It might be TAC fighter. I don't know any better. It's a high-end replica model from the Great Series, and it's $125. Hanna-Barbera Funko announced a new Funko Force figure of Wally Gator. He's no Snagglepuss, but he looks fantastic. We also have word on Masters of the Universe. He-Man and Scareglow were added to Maddie Collector, but they already sold out in less than a week. That's how you know they're good. Revoltech, Kyoto's Japanese action figure brand, picked up more licenses than Zoids. According to the Tokyo Hunter blog, Jurassic Park, Alien, Nightmare Before Christmas, and Gamera are all on tap for an upcoming release. And let me tell you, Jurassic Park T-Rex looks awesome. New at Entertainment Earth. Free shipping held over by popular demand. Spend some money, get some free shipping. Check out our site today and take advantage of pre-Black Friday specials available right now, unless it's after Black Friday and you're in the future, in which case there might be a different offer. But if you're listening right now on the day this podcast went live, we already have pre-Black Friday specials up, and we're going to have Black Friday specials, then we're going to have some different Cyber Monday specials. So if you are looking to get some great deals like a Cantina Band action figure tin with five figures and a tin for $7.49, you can do that, but only for a limited time. So check the site, order now, order early. The prices could change at any time, and if you miss out, you will be sorry. We tried to warn you. Thanks for shopping at Entertainment Earth. That's all for this week, boys and girls. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your patience, and don't forget to check out our other wonderful episodes. We've got hundreds of them. I've been really busy the last couple of years. So it's like a time machine, only you can't really affect anything, which is probably how time travel will actually work when it comes right down to it, because if you go in the past and change things, wouldn't the future already been changed, and then what's the point? Anyway, this is Adam Paula signing off. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth, where you'll find out all about our Black Friday deals and other spectacular new additions. And what else do we have to tell you about? That's pretty much everything. Check out our blog, blog.entearth.com. Follow us on any service you like. We're on Facebook and MySpace, too. And I will see all you guys next time. Have a great weekend. Have a great holiday. And I guess eat turkey safely, because the deadly, dangerous tryptophan could put you out for a while. It won't, but, you know, I needed to sign off with something.